Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and joining me in studio right now from UP Health System Portage, the Health and Fitness Manager, Angela Luskin. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Rick.
Now, for having you here, I imagine there's some great events that's coming up for UP Health System Portage. There's always a lot of things going on, and even though we may only have you in once or twice a year, but it's always because you have something major coming up. Why do that? Why do these major events?
Absolutely. So, you know, our mission, for those in the community that know, at UP Health System Portage, we aim to improve the health of the community. And these events, they, you know, that's their main goal. We're looking at improving the health of the community through wellness events, through fitness activities, and through education. And those are all types of events that we have coming up this spring.
It's nice to see that this continued through the whole transition and changeover of the hospital.
Right.
You know, going from Portage Health to UP Health System, that this mission did not change. It's still about the community health.
Absolutely. And it hasn't. I am actually doing more now than I did when we were Portage Health. So nothing has changed. You know, we're even giving back to the community a little more than we were. So it's great. It's a great system to be a part of. And great to improve the health of our community.
This is a good time of year too to start looking at some of these things, and we may talk about if we have time during this interview the things you can start doing because it is springtime,
right?
Becoming more active, but it makes that this is a good time of year for these events that you're having because it's should be in people's mind. The snow is melted. It's time to get outside again. If you're not a big winter sports person like me, I'm really not. I kind of hibernate during the winter. Yeah. And so this spring is a good time for me to get out. So good time for these events. What do you have coming up first?
So first off, we have our annual Day for Women event. That is May 14th. It's a Saturday. This is a wonderful event. It's a time for the women of the Copper Country to come together. We focus on our health, but we do it in a relaxed and fun environment. So non-intimidating, great place to focus on our health and enjoy some great company. This year, we're happy to say we have a theme, and our theme is focused on happiness. And I think that's an all-around, good theme to check in on. I think we could all use a little more happiness in our lives. So that's where we're going. A lot of the different speakers and the breakout sessions will be focused somewhat to do with happiness. And
is health and happiness go hand in hand? Because if for some reason you have a lot of stress, or if you have the opposite, you have things that sort of bring you down, that's going to affect your health too.
Correct. Exactly. It's so important for us to focus on that happiness. And spring is what a wonderful time to do this program, because we're coming off of winter. It wasn't that long or that cold. We've had worse, but like you said, you kind of start seeing that sun. We start maybe focusing on our health a little bit more, thinking of things we can do to be active, and this event is a great place to kick that off. It's only $25, so very nominal fee, and a lot of people come because they like the screenings. So you get screenings, full lipid profile. So we're going to be looking at your cholesterol, your LDL, your HDL, triglycerides, blood glucose. So if you were to get that lipid panel, just on your own, it would be over $300 charge. So we're looking at just $25 for the entire day. We get breakfast and lunch included, access to all of the speaking events. A fun piece of this event, we have vendors that show up, so you can do a little shopping and pampering for yourself. A lot of different vendors. Spas will be there. Let's see, usually Pampered Chef and 31, and we've got vendors that have the Finnish heritage, so they'll be looking at homemade baked goods and homemade cards, homemade soaps. So a real great variety of vendors that will be present. And then we have a massage piece in it too, so everyone can walk away with a little mini massage before they leave on their way.
I do like that you do this. You have this day for women, and
yes,
then at another time during the year you have the the men's health day. How has that worked out so far with separating the sexes and having a day where it's dedicated to them?
Yeah, I think it works really well. It lets us, it kind of breaks down those barriers. It helps us focus a little bit more. You're more comfortable in a setting with the same gender a lot of the time, so the women can come out and they can have the pampering piece and the massage piece, and then the men's health tune-up, that'll be October 15th, so later in the year. And then we don't put the vendor piece in there. We had tried it before, but that's not what the men are interested in. So we can really narrow it down and focus to what each gender prefers.
well, this is a great day for women because not only do you leave the men at home, but then you come here and you do. You kind of get pampered. It's yes. You know, being almost waited on hand and foot, literally, with the different things that you have available. And you're right. You can ask questions. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, pretty much if you're in a room and you have a question, somebody else in that room's got the exact same right. question as you.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And, you know, we make a comfortable environment to ask those questions. Our speaker lineup this year, it is awesome. I am very happy with all of our speakers that have agreed to present at this event. A couple keynotes. The first keynote is going to be the research on happiness and the implications for your life. So again, we're looking at that happiness theme. A couple counselors from Michigan Tech are going to be presenting on that. We have physicians talking about empowering young women to be the best they dream to be. So not only do we want this to just focus on one segment of the population, one age group, we try to have something in this event for all populations. So if there are teenage girls that want to attend, we will have something for you. Or if their mothers want to come with their daughters, grandparents, and children, aunts. There's a lot of people that come in big groups together, and you can go to the same presentations, you can go to different presentations. When we were talking about feet, we actually have a presentation, getting your feet ready for summer and caring for them all year round. So a lot of fun things, powering yourself through play. We're going to be talking about yoga or Tai Chi. So if those are fitness activities that you maybe be interested in, but you've never tried them, this is a great opportunity to do that. You'll get information about both of those, the Tai Chi and the yoga, and then you'll be able to try it out if you're comfortable. Great instructors for that. Backyard nutrition. So one of our registered dietitians is going to talk about the nutritional and health benefits of growing fresh vegetables. And you'll be able to leave with a fresh vegetable plant already started. Exercise equals happiness, kind of looking at how exercise can add, what it can add to our lives and how it can make us happier. So that is just a few of the amazing presentations that will be taking place on May 14th.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of great things. And you get that plant, perfect time of year, you know. Yes. You know, if you had done this a month ago, that plant would just simply have died.
Right. They were started about a month ago, though, so they'll be nice and ready.
Yeah. I've heard that that's a real big thing that can be done, you know, growing your own vegetables. You know, even if you're only doing, you know, one or two items, know, in the raised box gardens.
Yeah.
Not only is it a good hobby to have, but, you know, like if you ever tried to shop for tomatoes,
right.
You know, they're expensive.
And they can be.
Yeah. And to get, you know, have tomatoes produced at home, and usually produce if you do it right, because you produce quite a few. We have neighbors who produce more than what they really want, and we end up getting all the
That's
goodies that way.
Perfect batch. So, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So Amelia, the registered dietitian, will be talking a little bit about that. And even if you want to back it up one step further from, you know, the raised beds in the backyard, I've seen where people will take like a dishwasher bin. They'll poke holes in it, and then you can grow fresh lettuce like on your deck or right outside your door. And then when you walk by, you'll remember to water it. Your plants can be, you know, right up on that deck or outside on the front stoop. So it really can be easy, and you can start small. Fresh lettuce, you know, that continues to grow all throughout the summer for the most part. So you can cut it down, have some salads during the week, and then go back next week and there'll be more. So.
Now, you mentioned food, of course, which catches my attention.
Yes, our nutrition services at the hospital does an amazing job with this event. They cater it, they provide breakfast and lunch, and they really put out a full spread of food. So that is included in the $25. We make sure you do not leave hungry at this event.
And you know, if you have questions about nutrition, you said there'll be somebody there that you can talk to as well.
There will. Yep. So we have registered dietitians. We have, I think, 3 to 4 physicians that'll be there. We have nurses. There are experts from within the community. So there's some counselors. Jessica Jukri of that Jukri Spa, she's going to be there presenting. Kathy Lucchese, who is a practitioner in Healing Touch, she will be there. So you will have so many experts in one location that you'll be able to ask questions to. It'll be wonderful.
So $25 registration fee, and I imagine you want to do this quickly.
You do. So the presentations, they fill up. So if you want to get, into the first sessions that you pick, the registering early is encouraged. You can head to our website at portagehealth.org /dayforwomen. You can also give me a call at 483-1153. I have registration forms all throughout the hospital. So there's a lot of ways to kind of look into more information and to register.
All right. So the deadline to register is not so much of an issue as it is that they fill up. So it's not, you know, this isn't an event where you're having trouble getting people to come to.
Correct. Exactly. So we cap it at 230 women because that's what we do it at the Hancock High School, and that's what the auditorium holds. And we didn't fill up last year, but the year before we did. So it is important, again, if you want your pick of the litter, basically, for those presentations, the earlier you register, the better chances you'll have.
Okay. Anything else on this one before we move on to the next item?
No, I think we covered it all.
Okay. Because your next event that happens in June, the Health and Safety Fair, is also, I've been to this, and I don't really make it to the Women's Day very often, but I do go to the Health and Safety Fair, and that's a lot of fun just to go.
It is, Rick. It's a great event, and this is for the entire community. So this is, all ages, all genders are welcome at this Health and Safety Fair. It's taking place Saturday, June 4th. It'll be 10 a.m. till 1 p.m., and it'll be at the main hospital in Hancock. And the reason we do that, we're able to give tours. You're able to see different equipment and talk to staff, again, kind of in a different environment than you normally would if you would have a doctor's appointment. This is more casual. There'll be stuff going around on the entire campus. We have screenings, so we'll look at total cholesterol screenings and blood pressure and blood glucose. Sometimes we have hearing and vision screenings, so we really try to spruce up those screenings, so there's lots to offer. Free stuff. There is so much free stuff at this event, including, and if we announce it now, I know it's a big draw. So a lot of people get there right at 10 just to get their free helmet. So we give away around 100 youth helmets. We purchase the helmets, and then we have experts that know how to fit those helmets. They come in and they fit the kids for them. So that's a huge draw. Lots of different outside vendors will be there too. So kids and adults have an opportunity to see what a fire truck looks like in the inside of inside of ambulance. So kind of, again, non-intimidating environment to check out some of these really cool things.
Do you still have the car seat clinic in the same day?
We do, yes. And that, again, will be running the same hours as the Health and Safety Fair. So that's 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. So the car seat clinic will be taking place. People have an opportunity. It's a good opportunity to kind of check to make sure our car seats are installed correctly. They have a ton of specialists there that are certified in car seats and are able to make sure the fit is right. And then for those that need new car seats, it's a great chance to get them at a low cost as well.
Yeah, we sometimes run a PSA that talks about that many people think that they have the right car seat or that it's installed correctly, so they don't realize there's a problem because they're confident, well, I have it right.
Sure.
Then they find out they don't, you know, and that had there been an accident, or unfortunately they find out during an accident that, there are right ways and wrong ways to install a car seat, and sometimes you think you've got it right and you really don't, and your kids are possibly in danger.
Absolutely. And there's so many guidelines now too on what seat for what child, and is it forward facing, is it rear facing? So this is the great location to get all of those details and to know you're doing it right.
Now, different from the Day for Women, no registration fee or cost at all for going to the Health and Safety Fair.
Correct. Yes. The Health and Safety Fair, completely free. You can show up anytime between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. You do not need to register. We also have raffles. So we raffle off some really nice prizes. And you get to see what all of the departments are doing too. So they have a lot of interactive things at each department. You can see what the emergency room's doing, what rehab and sports medicine has going on. We get the smokehouse a lot of the times. That is one of the coolest things Pat Bogberg has this smokehouse they purchased with a grant. So it actually looks like a trailer, you can go in. He has the kids and the adults sit down. We talk about fire safety, and then the trailer starts to fill with smoke. And then you're put on the spot, you know, can we crawl out? How do we get out? Do we touch the doorknobs? Do we not touch the doorknobs? And it's, you know, an opportunity for us to practice that again in a non-real situation. So it is great education, not just for the children is who we target it to, but it's great education for the adults as well.
Yeah. I've been through that. It's pretty intense. And
it is.
Know, prepare the kids to be, you know, it's going to be, if that's happening in real life, it's a frightening situation. And here comes a fireman looking like Darth Vader in the smoke, yes. You know, with the respirator and everything, the mask and all that, and, yeah. And trying to help the kids. Yeah, and the kids hide. Because they're afraid, you know, of the fireman,
yes.
You know, and so it's a good drill for them to, you know what to do in that situation. Right. This is what it's going to look like. Yes. This is what you're going to do. And I've seen it firsthand, you know, how helpful it is.
It is. Yeah. I think that's a great tool, a great resource that we have in our community.
All right. So these plans, as they're moving along and the dates get closer, how, if you want to kind of follow along, keep in touch, how do you do that if you're in the public?
Absolutely. The best place for information on all of these events that we have coming up in the community is our website, portagehealth.org. If you you don't have internet connection, you can always give me a call at 483-1153, and I'd be happy to run down all of these events and give you any more information that you need.
Now that it's springtime, at least we think, it did snow this morning, and then we're doing this interview. But assuming that spring is kind of here or right around the corner, these events line up with that, and people can start to get outdoors and get back to exercising a little bit. Again, if you're not one of those crazy people who do all those winter sports,
right?
What are some things that you can now take advantage of?
Absolutely. So, you know, when that sun starts to shine and the snow goes away, it kind of maybe picks up our step a little bit more, gets us more interested in activity and moving a little bit more. And there are a lot of different things we can do at no cost or very little cost. So getting out there and walking, you know, just putting on a pair of shoes and walking out our door, going to some of the great trails that we have access to in this community, going on to the Michigan Tech or Nara Trails or up at Mastahito. All those are great places to walk. Biking is another really good activity that we can do. We have access to great trails or, you know, on the side of the road too. Going with traffic and a helmet, practice those safety components as well. Those are, you know, easy things to do. Getting out there and raking our yard, doing some yard work. Things don't look so great after that snow melts. So getting out there and raking, that counts as physical fitness. So a lot of different activities that we can do. Those are all free or no charge.
I've always wondered about that. You know, for when I go to mow the lawn, you know, it seems like a very physical activity. You know, mm-hmm. At least I'm certainly, you know, hot and sweaty and tired when I'm
on a push mower, right?
Definitely don't have. Yeah, I don't have.
Let's
a ride,
clarify. But,
you know, so those type of activities when you're out, does that count as exercise? Then?
It absolutely does. So if you ever went online and they have like the calorie counters, you'll see, you know, how many calories based on your height and weight for yard work, for mowing the lawn or raking or working in your flower beds. So all of that is physical activity. It's getting your heart rate up, and all of that counts as aerobic exercise.
I see a lot of people in the neighborhood, and of course we do it too, walking their dogs.
Yes.
You know, and it's, I think we attribute all the exercise to the dog, getting the dog outside. But, you know, if you have a dog like me and it's, the dog's taking me for a walk because I'm trying to keep up.
Right. Yeah. Walking our pets, our dogs, it's so important, and it's great for the pet, but it's great for us too. And, aiming for that 30 to 60 minutes a day will be good for everyone. It's good for our, you know, not only our physical components of exercise, but also like the mental components as well. It makes us feel better. It gets those endorphins moving, and you just feel so much better when we are active.
This is a great time of year to start something like this. It's not a New Year's resolution, which tend to last about 7 days.
Yes.
The heavy treat candy type eating holidays are done for about 6 months. So, right. You know, we don't have that temptation, you know, right. with bowls of candy lying around all the time and, you know, baking and things inside the house, people more outside. So it's a great opportunity not only to get active, but to, you know, maybe change some eating habits and take advantage of this and develop new habits that will stick, hopefully.
Absolutely. And you think, you know, another thing too, we have access to fruits and vegetables a little more than we did in that winter season. Farmers markets will start up here in the next, you know, month or so. So our surrounding or our environment, it gets easier to make healthier choices as we head into spring and summer.
Day for Women, sponsored by the UP Health System Portage, is May 14th. It's a Saturday, a $25 registration fee. You'll want to do that very quickly as some of the classes will fill up very soon. Angela, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.